Introduction. Cost to publish a book. Brittany, a talented ghostwriter nestled in the heart of a bustling town, was on the brink of a thrilling new chapter. The idea of publishing her own novel danced in her head, but a nagging question clouded her excitement. How much does it cost to publish a book in 2024? Before exploring the world of authorship, Brittany sought the wisdom of her seasoned colleague, Sarah. With a determined knock, she entered Sarah's office, a haven of creativity and experience. "Hey, Sarah. How's it going?" Brittany greeted her friend with a warm smile. Sarah returned the smile. "I'm good, thanks for asking. What brings you by?" Brittany took a deep breath, saying, "I'm toying with the idea of publishing a book. I'm completely in the dark about costs, though. So, would you be free to shed some light on what is the cost to publish a book?"
Leaning back in her chair, Sarah replied, "Absolutely, Brittany.
I'm all ears."
"Great!"
Brittany exclaimed. "Let's start with the basics. Can you walk me through the types of publishing?"
"Types of publishing?"
Brittany nodded eagerly. "I've heard about three options, but I'm a bit confused. So, can you break down the differences between self-publishing, traditional publishing, and hybrid publishing? Because I'm curious about the pros and cons of each."
"Absolutely," Sarah replied. "Let's break it down."
1. Traditional publishing. Traditional publishing is the classic route. You send your manuscript to a publisher.
Then, if he likes it, they will offer you a contract.
Publisher handle everything from editing and design to marketing and distribution.
The upside is they have the resources to get your book in front of a wide audience.
However, the downside is that it is incredibly competitive, and most probably, you will earn a lower percentage of royalties. She paused, giving Brittany a moment to digest this information.
2. Self-publishing.
Self-publishing is the complete opposite. You're the captain of your own ship. So, you will have to handle all aspects of the publishing process yourself, from writing to editing, design, marketing, and distribution.
You retain complete creative control and earn higher royalties, but keep in mind that you will also be responsible for all costs and risks.
3. Hybrid publishing. Sarah took a breath. Hybrid publishing is a mix of both. You work with a publisher who provides some services, such as editing or design.
However, you can retain more control compared to traditional publishing. It is a good option if you want some support but also want to maintain creative input.
She finished with a question. Does this give you a better idea of your options?
Thanks, I understand. Please tell me about the factors that influence the cost of publishing.
Brittany asked.
How much does it cost to publish a book?
Sarah replied.
Great question.
Let's discuss how much does it cost to publish a book. Remember, estimates can vary widely based on your book's length, genre, and desired quality.
Editing. Book editing rates can vary widely. However, you could generally expect to pay between $37 and $84 per hour.
The final cost depends on factors such as the editor's experience and the type of editing needed. So, let's explore these costs in more detail.
Copy editing.
Copy editing focuses on the technical aspects of your writing and ensures it is error-free. This includes the following: grammar, punctuation, spelling,
consistency,
fact-checking.
Typical copy editing rates:
per word, 2 cents to 4 cents. Hourly rate, $45 to $55. Per page, $10 to $15.
Line editing.
Line or stylistic editing is a detailed process that refines a text's language and phrasing. Moreover, typical line editing rates vary depending on the complexity of the text. For example, typical line editing rates, per word, 5 cents to 6 cents. Per hour, $55 to $59. Per page, $15 to $18.
However, note that rates can increase for highly technical subjects.
In addition, manuscripts with significant inconsistencies may command higher fees, reaching up to 9 cents per word or $27 per page.
Developmental editing. Developmental editing is indeed the most in-depth and transformative stage of the editing process.
It's where a manuscript truly takes shape.
Typical developmental editing rates.
Per word, 4 cents to 8 cents. Hourly rate, $48 to $84. Per page, $12 to $24.
It's important to note that these are average rates and can vary widely based on the following:
the experience and reputation of the editor,
complexity of the manuscript,
geographic location, extra services required, e.g., indexing, formatting, etc.
Proofreading.
Proofreading is the final checkpoint before a manuscript is ready to publish.
This typically costs 2 cents to 6 cents per word, $37 to $54 per hour, or $6 to $18 per page. Proofreading is often the least expensive editing stage. However, it is still crucial to create a polished
product. It is great information, but is there any way we can reduce the cost of editing? She replied, "Want to spend less editing your book?
Here are some tips. You should do some editing yourself first.
Try to find typos, grammar mistakes, and awkward sentences.
Also, you can use tools such as Grammarly to help.
Ask friends or other readers to give you their opinions on your manuscript.
It can help you make changes before you pay for professional editing.
You should consider hiring a beta reader. This is someone who reads your book and gives feedback.
It is cheaper than a full editor."
After explaining the tips, she explained the next steps.
Indexing. It involves creating an index primarily for nonfiction books, and its cost can vary based on book length and complexity. Indexers usually charge money between $2.50 and $6 for each page that needs an index. An index for a 50-page book could cost anywhere from $500 to $1,200.
Query letter review. If you want to get your book into the hands of a traditional publisher, then you need a query letter.
Having an editor check your query letter can really help.
Moreover, the editor can make it sound and look better. It usually costs around $250.
Cover design.
Hey, Brittany. You've often heard the quote, "Don't judge a book by its cover." However, from the book publishing perspective, the book cover is the face of a book, and it will help to attract readers.
Cost can range from free, DIY, to hundreds or even thousands of dollars for professional design.
Let's talk about book cover costs. There are basically 5 ways to get a book cover.
Do it yourself, DIY.
It is the cheapest option and can cost you nothing at the beginning.
However,
you might spend money on design software or stock images. Hire a freelancer.
Freelancing is a more affordable option than a design company.
So, you can expect to pay between $15 and $100.
Work with a design company.
This is the most expensive option, with prices ranging from $300 to $700 or even up to $2,000 for some companies.
Use a pre-made cover.
It is a middle ground option.
You will pay between $100 and $150 for a ready-made design.
Illustrations. If your book requires illustrations, the cost will vary based on the number of illustrations, such as the artist's fees and the complexity of the artwork.
Common payment methods.
Hourly rate, $25 minus $150 per hour. Project-based, $25 minus $1,000 per illustration or project.
Royalties.
Interior design,
1 to 10%.
Interior book design refers to the formatting and layout of your book's content.
It is more than just typing your manuscript into a document. It involves creating a visually appealing and readable experience for your readers.
Cost breakdown. Budget-friendly option, $200 to $500. You will likely get a basic template design. Mid-range option, $500 to $1,000. You can expect more tailored designs as well as some customization options.
High-end option, $1,000 to $1,500. This level offers multiple custom designs specifically created for your book.
Printing, print on demand, POD, is a popular choice for self-published authors. The reason is it has low startup costs. Moreover, you don't need to invest in upfront printing or storage. Instead, books are produced and shipped only when customers place orders. This eliminates the risk of being stuck with unsold inventory.
However, traditional printing costs depend on the number of copies, paper quality, binding type, and printer.
ISBN barcode.
An ISBN is vital for identifying your book.
For a single ebook, you can expect to pay around $29. If you're a self-publisher looking for both an ISBN and a barcode, you can find options starting at $55. Book audiobook. Audiobook is an emerging trend in the publishing industry.
However, producing an audiobook can be expensive.
On average, it costs between $300 and $400 for each finished hour of audio. Since audiobooks typically run around 12 hours, the total cost can easily add up to between $3,600 and $4,800. Keep in mind that longer books will naturally cost more to produce. Book marketing. The cost of marketing your book can also be quite high or even very low. So, it depends on your budget. For instance, if you are an independent author, you can spend as low as $50 on simple social media advertising.
However, if you hire a professional marketing team or involve an advertising campaign, the prices can go up to $4,000 or even more. Remember that book marketing is important for author platform development and reaching the audience.
Author website. There is no doubt that authors should be very active on the internet. An author's website can be an effective means of reaching out to readers.
It will also boost your book order.
You can expect to invest anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 or more to create a professional author website. Having a professional who has worked with other published authors will be an added advantage since they understand the type of website.
Beware of cheap web designers.
Cutting corners on website design can harm your author's image and potentially drive away readers. A well-designed website is an investment in your career.
Sarah emphasized, it's essential to create a detailed budget before starting your publishing journey. Remember, costs can add up quickly, so prioritize based on your goals and resources. She turned to Brittany.
Does this overview help you understand the potential costs involved?
Brittany said yes and said, I have two more questions.
Is there any cheapest way to print a book?
Can I publish a book for free?
Sarah smiled.
Understanding the costs is a crucial step, Brittany.
Let's tackle those questions. What is the cheapest way to print a book?
The cheapest way to print a book depends on several factors.
Number of copies. Printing in bulk generally reduces per unit cost.
Book size and format. Smaller books and simpler formats are usually cheaper.
Paper quality and weight. Thinner paper and lower quality paper can save money.
Binding type.
Saddle stitching is often the cheapest binding method.
Printing method.
Print on demand, pod, might be cheaper for small quantities, while offset printing is generally cheaper for larger quantities.
How to publish a book for free?
Unfortunately, publishing a book for free is challenging. There will always be costs involved, even if minimal.
However, there are ways to reduce expenses.
DIY approach. Handle as many tasks as possible yourself, such as editing, formatting, and cover design.
Utilize free resources.
Many online tools and resources can assist with various aspects of publishing.
Leverage social media. Promote your book through free platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Build an email list. Direct marketing to your readers can be effective without spending money on advertising.
Conclusion. Brittany nodded thoughtfully. This has been incredibly helpful, Sarah. I now have a clearer picture of how much it costs to publish a book. Self-publishing seems like a good starting point for me, given the flexibility and potential for higher earnings.
She paused, a determined look on her face.
I think I'll start by doing as much as I can myself to keep costs down, but I know I'll need to invest in professional editing and a captivating cover design. I'm excited to start exploring self-publishing platforms.
That's a great starting point, Brittany. Remember, publishing is a journey, and there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Be prepared to adapt and learn as you go.
I'm always here if you need advice or support. As Brittany stood to leave, she turned back to Sarah. Thanks again for your help, Sarah.
This has been invaluable. Brittany left Sarah's office with a renewed sense of purpose, ready to start her publishing adventure with Author's Breeze.